It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. A new report shows the Georgia Bureau of Investigations is currently dealing with nearly 3,500 backlogged rape kits. Healthcare professionals are required to submit those kits to authorities if a sexual assault victim requests it. The political satire TV show Full Frontal with Samantha Bee recently looked at the backlog of untested rape kits around the country. And here's the host, Samantha Bee.
Now for more comedy. Rape kits! A traumatizing, invasive medical procedure for collecting evidence and then collecting dust as they sit around untested for years.
Bee targeted Georgia in particular.
Despite passing unanimously in the House, the Pursuing Justice for Rape Victims Act will never reach the Senate floor. That from Senator Renee Unterman. She chairs the committee that killed it.
If there was a problem, I would be Johnny on the spot, and I would have written the legislation.
Excuse me, I just have to consult my feminist rule book. Oh, here we are. No rape jokes, and don't be mean to other women. Woman, have you lost your f***ing mind?
Joining me to talk about this is Atlanta native Jo Miller. She is the executive producer of Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I guess I should start with congratulations because Full Frontal is racking up awards and doing very well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, we won a TCA, Television Critics Association Award, which we in the office we call it the Teen Choice Award. And we are our writing staff is nominated for an Emmy.
Our first. That's right. So congratulations first.
You.
But tell me about the focus on Georgia. And this is not the first time that Samantha and the show has gone after Renee Unterman. Is that because of you, because you're Atlanta native, or did something else bring that to the staff's attention?
Well, this one, I thought you might ask me that. So I went back and looked in our records to figure out how this one came up because our office is very collaborative, and people just send stories to our central email list from all over. And I look back, and it looks like it was in March, and I had found it in the Brookhaven, Georgia Post story. But rape kits were already on our radar because we were following Gene Shaheen's federal law through the Senate, where it passed unanimously. So when this came up in Georgia, we tend to find stories from places that have very good, strong local investigative journalism. And I want to give a shout out to 11 Alive because Channel 11 does great journalism. And they have done a lot on Senator Unterman. And I encourage people to go look it up.
Well, you're not the only. John Oliver has also shouted out to local reporters in terms of being a place where he pulls a lot of his information from. When you say that you rely on good local reporting, how often do you end up with a subject where there is no local reporting to rely on? I mean, how crucial is that relationship?
Well, it's pretty crucial, even if there's just a little bit, to start us off and start digging. And if there's a gap, then we can call people, we can call legislators ourselves and try and learn more about the issue. But, without local reporting, nobody is going to learn anything. You know, the national media rely on local reporting as well. So it's to the extent that local reporting is still surviving and still funded, they are heroes.
So when you approach a story like rape kits, and you say it was already on your radar, how do you go about making that funny? Or I guess I should say, how do you go about cracking jokes about rape kits without crossing a line?
I mean, what's not funny about rape? I mean, in this case, it's the absurdity of how many bipartisan unanimously passed bills are there? Not many. And to have something that is so bipartisan as reform of the criminal justice system and the way that it treats forensic evidence and the way that it treats victims of sexual assault, everyone agrees. And when one person stands up and throws a wrench in it, that's absurd. So the absurdity is there. And our comedy is, well, you can probably tell, a way that we work out our disbelief and to anger and an incredulity over a subject. That's, it just comes out as comedy, and we had a lot of disbelief and anger about this.
Yeah, and I want to play a clip that seemed to send Samantha Bee into clips. This is into fits, I should say. Idaho Sheriff Roland Garland was featured in your segment.
I believe the legislature needs to take a strong look at allowing law enforcement to do their job and not try to dictate what we need to do. They need to let us decide if we're going to send the kid in and when we send the kids in. The majority of our rapes that are called in are actual consensual sex. It's a 17-year-old girl, and she had consensual sex with her boyfriend, but didn't know how to tell her parents. What does it do to her partner?
How do you think, in terms of tone, what makes Full Frontal different in the way you react to stories like this and the way you write about them?
We cuss a lot.
Well, there's that.
The voice, I mean, every show is different because of the voice of the hosts and the writers, and our voice is, at least the way people write about it, Sam's voice is a little raw and unfiltered, and as I was saying before, we kind of take our pain and voice it in comedy. Like that right there, does the Idaho sheriff, right?
Yeah.
Very representative of problems within police departments. This is a universal problem which is not addressed by the bills that have passed about rape kits. I think only like 7 out of 100 rape cases are pursued. And there's particular a culture of disbelief in a lot of law enforcement around reports, especially when it is poor women or women of color, or when the rapist is someone known and not a stranger. There's what he said about, oh, it's just consensual sex that somebody later regretted. That represents the beliefs of a lot of people in law enforcement, and so there's a lot of cultural change that needs to happen in law enforcement and education to get justice for survivors of sexual assault.
Yeah, that is Jo Miller. She's the executive producer of Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, an Atlanta native. Samantha Bee's show is on TBS. Jo, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.